The vice president of college Republicans, James Malone. They're going to do it today, possibly, the college Republicans will be now. I'm a college Republican at ASU. And so if they said that they're going to like defund college Republicans if they don't impeach James Malone.
The way appropriations works is, I've heard something since last night. So basically the way appropriations works, we're all appropriations.
Okay.
The way appropriations works is, we have a list of requirements that you guys need to meet for funding.
Okay.
And if you meet those requirements, so we have like requirements that you need to meet, things like spirit, pride, tradition, your inclusion considerations, your mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
You have to include all those on your application. If you meet those, then we look at your budget. If your budget has all expenses that we can fund, so you're asking for things that we are like allowed by the school to fund,
mm-hmm.
then you will get approved. It's not a subjective process at all. So we will never say that the college Republicans don't get money because we don't like the college Republicans or because we don't like what James Malone did.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear
It's been a rumor going around.
I heard it from Rich Moorhead.
One of the senators, I believe, brought up the idea of doing it. I don't want to say who it was because I don't know. I was told that he was the original.
Okay, so right now it's unsubstantiated.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. College Republicans are not going to
be. I'm a young Democrat, and while I'm on appropriations, there will never be a situation where we subjectively look at a budget.
Okay.
As long as I have any authority over the process, I will never let like personal opinions go into whether or not we fund events. It's just like totally.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check on that.
Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
Are they going to though? Supposed to resign?
I don't know. He's refusing to resign.
Can I ask a question also?
I haven't been to the meetings this semester.
Was he not allowed? When he put it on College Republican's letterhead, that seemed damning.
Yeah,
and he didn't ask anybody to do that.
That's the same thing I was thinking. I'm like, so when you like pass this over to your president, be like, hey, you want to double check this for me?
Well,
like,
Nathan wasn't happy.
Anytime you put something on your organization, you better be willing to take the fall for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he sent it personally, then maybe he would have an argument that he didn't have to resign or something. But if I said something on like Young Democrats letterhead, then I would be like, I would expect myself to resign.
Yeah.
But again, whatever you guys do at your organization is not.
Yeah, I'm gonna go today. I'll see what happens. I guess there's kind of a lot of drama right now because of that. But
don't worry. Rumors totally unsubstantiated. Feel free to have anybody from any execs or we'll tell him the same thing.
Okay, awesome.
We actually did though. If you see James,
well, not really late, but
he submitted a budget
46 days
for CPAC.
You don't count some days.
And we asked him to submit more information about spirit, pride, and tradition. So you don't have to concern yourself about that. But just know that he needs to submit more of that.
Okay.
And then some sort of
what am I doing?
Cost of the ticket. So I think he asked us like $1,200. So he shows us like, you know, we're selling or 12 kids and it costs $100 a ticket. We just need to see that and then we'll approve it.
Okay.
No,
so
it's not.
There is a budget there that's
look
pending
at
right now, but it's not because
half
of
inch.
Like him resigning or not resigning. It's because like there's some requirements.
Might as well call it what it is.
Awesome.
Would you like an 11
so
and a
much.
Half?
Yeah, that was very helpful.
Sorry, I'm very emphatic about that. When I hear rumors about like, oh,
anyone have a knife?
Fund you or don't fund you because of this. We don't work like a traditional government in that we use like funding as a stick to like make clubs do what we want them to.
Yeah.
Like students and their organizations are allowed to do whatever they want within like the university. So.
That's cool.
He didn't break any rules by sending that letter.
Yeah.
Like from the university.
It was bad publicity.
They gave me a full pull on without cutting it in half.
But yeah. What
is
you want to tell us about
is it? There one
cool.
Is there one what?
I'm glad I cleared up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, tell me now before I die.
Yeah.